This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. During this coronavirus epidemic, pandemic that we've been going through, I've been doing a lot of podcasts about it because everyone's interested in it. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's sheltering in place, paying attention, not knowing what's going on. And of course, when this happens, we need to hear from the Lord. You know, the Lord speaks to all of us, but he speaks to his prophets, people who are gifted and I believe called in this way to sometimes bring clarity. So in the last few weeks, I have talked to several prophetic leaders, and one of them is Jeremiah Johnson. I did a podcast not long ago. You can look it up on the Charisma Podcast Network. And I'm talking to Jeremiah Johnson today because I've been aware of some words that he's been giving. He and I have been emailing back and forth. In fact, he shared a dream with me in an email. I hope we get around to it. So let me welcome you, Jeremiah. You're from Lakeland, Florida, which a lot of people know is where I grew up. You planted a church there and in Winter Haven, and now you oversee those churches and you write books and travel and speak. So thank you for taking time to be on my podcast. And just give me an update, and my listeners too, of course, on what you think God is saying right now.
Well, Steve, it's so good to be back with you. I enjoyed the last podcast, and I was able to, you know, share that dream of Donald Trump wearing the number 3, the Babe Ruth number and the Yankee pinstripe. And, you know, I really even believe we're seeing that come to pass, where in that particular dream, the pitcher who is demonically possessed intended to strike Donald Trump out. And in the dream, I had seen a supernatural force slow the pitch down, and Trump being able to hit it out of the park. And even now, I believe that this coronavirus, the curve, there's been, you know, so many predictions. I remember the first one was somewhere in perhaps maybe millions would die in the United States, and then it was down to maybe 100 to 200 something thousand. And as of late, the numbers continue to drop. And I would say that is part of what I saw in that dream, that this thing is slowing down, where Donald Trump really can get out in front of it and lead this country to victory. So just wanted to mention that, encourage the listeners, the viewers. I believe we're seeing prophecy fulfilled. And I had another revelatory dream that I wanted to make the public aware of, that I believe will serve as even further encouragement. I had a dream last week where I saw a 12-month calendar. And, you know, oftentimes we think of calendars as there being 4 quarters representing 3 months apiece. But in this calendar, I actually saw the 12-month calendar broken down into 3 parts: 4 months, 4 months, and 4 months. And in the dream, I saw 2020, the first 4 months, January to April, with the word repentance written upon it. And God began to talk to me about how he was bringing America into a deep state of repentance, the sorrow, the contrition over sin, the contrition that often comes. And then I saw over May to August, that 4-month period in 2020, I saw recovery. And the Lord began to talk to me about America returning back to a state of health and mind and strength. And so, you know, here we are in April. I believe this time of Passover, a continued time of repentance, an opportunity to examine ourselves, where we're at with the Lord, even as a nation. And then I believe the Lord showed me we're going to begin in May through August to move into a time of recovery. And then the last 4 months of this year, from September to December, in the dream, I saw the word recompense, which is that compensation or reward for loss and suffering. And so there's these 3 R's: repentance, recovery, and recompense. And it's a time line that I believe God is releasing to his people that should be really full of hope and encouragement. And Steve just woke up from the dream, really sensing the Lord is speaking right now.
Well, that's important, and I appreciate you sharing. And you have written an article. In fact, the article will accompany this podcast, or maybe I should say the podcast will be embedded with the article on charismanews.com. And you make some very important points. Why don't we just talk through them one by one? I may ask you a few questions. Before we're done, I want to also talk about that other dream about New York City. Why don't you just start and share the first one? You had some very interesting thoughts about the medical community.
Yeah, I had 10 prayerful observations that accompanied this dream as I woke up. The first one was about the timeline and the three R's. The second one was, I believe that COVID-19, the death count being projected by the medical community, simply does not add up, and that it is inflated and has a fear-mongering agenda that I believe the church must refuse to submit to. And I believe that people are dying. I don't believe that this is a hoax. I do believe that we need to take things seriously, but I believe there's a narrative at play here. So that was my second observation. My third one was that I believe that the medical community is intentionally adding numbers to the death count prediction to make themselves not look so off. And I believe that we're going to see more exposure and evidence where folks will be dying of various diseases and implications, but then on the death certificate will be written coronavirus, seeking to inflate the numbers. The fourth.
Why would they inflate the numbers? And just to keep them, what are they doing? Unusually high predictions, and so they just need some statistics to back it up?
Yes. I believe they need statistics to back it up. And, as I mentioned before, you saw originally in some of the models, the potential deaths were several million if we didn't act, and then it was okay if we practice social distancing, it would fall to maybe 100, 200,000. And then even as recently as today's press conference are saying, well, actually, it might be in the 50 to 60,000. And even right now, it would have to greatly increase. So I believe that because there's an agenda, that a quota almost, if you will, that has to be met, some of these statistics that are being thrown out are really just false. And I believe we're going to see that exposed.
Well, I certainly hope that you're right. And I know that most of the people who are dying of this are really sick with something else. In fact, a very, very high percentage are diabetic. And I heard a so-called expert say recently that a lot of people would die with coronavirus, but not because of it. In other words, they were already in the process of dying. They got the virus, and maybe it did them in, maybe it didn't. I know my mother is very elderly, and she's not going to be with us too much longer. Thankfully, she's not been exposed to the coronavirus, but I have no doubt that if she caught it, or if she got a bad case of the flu, it'd probably finish her off, just because she is so frail and so near death. So, I wonder if there's a way, death certificates are in, medical records in all the different states and even in different countries. There's probably no way to really go through and audit that. I guess we just get anecdotal evidence to find out if what you're saying is true or not.
Yeah, I believe that we're going to see it in the news, and I believe that some like myself who are being alerted by the Spirit or just the numbers are not making sense in the natural will begin to pick up on these things and bring exposure.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. What else did you see?
So the number four observation I had made was that I believe the lockdowns currently will not hold in many states as the curve is already flattening and in some places was just inaccurate. The spirit of fear and a liberal agenda is trying to stretch out the lockdowns as long as possible to try to crash the economy. And what I was really seeing in the spirit was, depending on which state that you live in, will determine how long the lockdown is. In other words, I believe that maybe even in some places they'll lift it before. Many of them are on the April 30th timeline. Many of them could be lifted before that. But many could even be stretched beyond that, depending on if you know the state that you live in, what kind of agenda is there. So that was the fourth thing. And then I also saw, even in some states that try to extend the lockdowns, there could be potential for rioting or even looting taking place as people become upset.
Well, that's interesting. You know, Governor Northrop from Virginia, who's well known for having that picture with blackface or a Ku Klux Klan hood, and somehow he survived that controversy. And then he described how they would make a decision to kill a newborn baby if a baby was born by accident in a late-term abortion. And I mean, it was just unfathomable that he would say that. Anyway, I just say that to remind people who he is. And he has set the deadline for the quarantine, do you call it, or stay in place, to June 10th in his state. And a lot of people are saying, not just me, but I was thinking, how in the world can he know that it's going to go to June 10th? I mean, you know, this thing is changing all the time. But the Republican primary is on June 9th. Isn't that interesting that he just picked the 10th? And, you know, certainly there will be more come out about that. But I mean, it looks like he's using it to some kind of political advantage. And this is kind of what you were saying in terms of the economy and people wanting to drag it out as long as possible. Is that right?
Yes, that is a perfect example of the agenda that I'm talking about. That will be at play there in different states. And I would not be surprised, even in Virginia, if he continues to extend them, if we see rioting and looting taking place in that state.
Well, let's hope that it doesn't happen. But I think it's important that, you know, you share this if you feel the Lord showed it to you. What's next?
Yeah. So the fifth observation I had was that I believe Donald Trump actually felt it necessary to partner with the medical community and their false projections, knowing and believing that he would come out of this pandemic looking like a war hero. I don't think he ever truly believed that hundreds of thousands of Americans would die due to COVID-19, nor would we be locked down for months. I think he did what he had to do, Steve. And I think if the timeline that God showed me is correct, I would predict that he would go into the 2020 reelection with an economy booming and numbers soaring, which I believe would equal him winning a reelection bid by a landslide. And so if we're in right now the season of deep repentance, and the measure of repentance will bring the measure of recovery, I see again that recovery period being the May to August and then September to December. I believe Donald in his intellect that he has saw it fit. That he knew what he had to do. He had to come out with a conservative approach. I think that he we've also learned that he disregarded even the recommendation of the World Health Organization and shut the borders to China, which I think was a real act of God. But I think he's going to come out of this period in his eyes and in many Americans' eyes, as he's referred to himself as a wartime president. And I believe it's likely that he'll be considered by many more of a wartime hero.
Interesting. And what's next?
Number six, this might ruffle some feathers, but, you know, Steve, I've given numerous warnings in the past. I've written several best-selling books on Donald Trump. One of the books, I had a dream where I saw Donald Trump crawling around almost like Nebuchadnezzar. And I heard the Lord say in the dream, "Have I not raised this man up? Have I not anointed him? And you must warn the people not to worship him, not to place credit where only I deserve it." And I believe that there's a danger as Trump emerges as a wartime hero in the months ahead, that we need to be on guard against any pride or arrogance. You know, oftentimes in the scriptures and Isaiah in particular, God rescued and saved Israel and gave them prosperity. And then it began to get to them where they believed by their own strength that they had arrived militarily or economically. So I think we really need to be praying for Trump to walk in humility and to place godly counsel around him.
Well said.
The seventh observation that I had was I believe that many nations are going to turn on China in the months ahead. I believe that there's going to be bombshell reports and exposure that will cause an uproar heard around the nations. I believe that Trump is going to strike deals and build bridges that were never thought possible. Steve, I'd also like to mention here on this China piece, I had a dream November 27th, 2016, that is recorded online that people could find on my website, jeremiahjohnson.tv. But I had a dream in November 2016, and God said to me this: during Donald Trump's presidency, he will not only be a thorn in the side of China, in the side of China, but also a bull to their shop or their economy. The Lord said to me, the bullies, China, will lock horns with the bull, Donald, and it will cause great tension and strife among the nations. And I wanted to bring up that prophetic dream I had released several years ago, because I believe in the months ahead, we're going to see that begin to play out in great measure.
Wow, that's very interesting. I think that with everyone being focused on the pandemic and the quarantines that happened in so many different countries, that so far China has not really been held accountable, and there's like a PR thrust on their part to look like they're trying to help other countries, when really this happened because of China. In fact, the last three epidemics, SARS and also the swine flu, came out of China. And those other two were bad, but they weren't nearly this bad, at least not in our country. And, you know, there's just something very wrong about how they do things with their, you know, what we would consider very, very unsanitary meat markets. And then there's this thing about a P4 lab. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas has raised a lot of questions. There's there's this lab that develops viruses and stuff with the idea of coming up with vaccines. And there are some people who have said that it came from that lab. There is others who have said absolutely not, and we don't really know what the truth is. But it is interesting that this lab is very, very close to the wet market, as they call it, in Wuhan. It's the only one in China and was in Wuhan. And, China is a communist country. They are not our friends. We trade with them, but they want to dominate us. And there have been very evil people that have done very evil things. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they would develop some kind of biological warfare. And certainly we've seen the effects of a virus, decimating the world in a manner of speaking. Now, thankfully, it's not like the bubonic plague or not even like the Spanish flu of 1918. But I mean, it's basically shut down the world in a way that we would have never expected just a month ago, a little over a month ago on March 1st. I actually flew back from Southern California. And while the coronavirus, of course, is in the news, there was absolutely no discussion about it in the airport, on the airlines. I never had nobody talked about social distancing, nothing. And with a matter of days after I got home is when all this started. And in 3 weeks, the economy plummeted to wipe out all the gains that Trump's economy had made in 3 years. So, we're dealing with very big issues, in some ways kind of scary issues. There are bad actors in the world. We do, of course, believe that there's evil, that the enemy that we call Satan is really behind all of this. And I just think it's important for us to be aware. And I think it's very helpful when prophetic voices such as yourself can help us sort this out.
Yes, Steve, I totally agree with you. And I do believe that Trump as a bull that the Lord showed me in that dream back in 2016 is going to lock horns with China. And I do believe he currently is focused on getting America through our challenges. But I believe in the months ahead, there is going to be a big I guess I could say Trump will make them pay. There's going to be I just don't even believe just America, but many nations will turn on China. So let's keep our eyes there. The eighth observation that I had made was that I do not believe that mandatory vaccinations and microchips are coming in the near future. There's been quite a bit of prophetic exposure and narratives. We've talked about some of them, but I'm convinced that the everyone has to be vaccinated, everyone's going to get a microchip. I would consider that currently more of a conspiracy theory. And I do have my concern, Steve, that, there are many narratives in the prophetic movement that really do border conspiracy theory. There's really no valid real information to back it up. And I know that there's a lot swirling around on the internet, but I just think that we have to focus on the virus, on what God is saying, and try not to run down too many rabbit trails right now in the body.
Well, good for you. And then you mentioned something that I thought was very interesting in the article about how God is not going to forget the children. Could you elaborate?
Yes. I have felt so deeply in the place of prayer. That ninth observation was that both those children being aborted in the womb and those being sex trafficked, that right now in this hour on the heart of God, he's not forgot about the children, and he's still inviting a generation to rise up and see abortion outlawed. and also the sex slave trade industry shut down. For our listeners that are listening, I just want to encourage you to petition the Lord in our generation that we might see a generation of children set free from the sex slave trade, and also the shedding of innocent blood in our nation. The blood cries out from the ground. And I just believe that the Lord is beckoning us to take a stand right now. And then, Steve, the 10th and final point that I've observed is that I believe what God is saying is that we're in a season of divine reset, that many of the churches have had to go on pause and gone online. And as we move into recovery and recompense, that many of them are going to try to go back to more of a business as usual approach. But the Lord has been talking to me about the story of Noah and how God is looking for a remnant in the earth to build arks of his presence in preparation for future shaking. And I believe that God is emphasizing family and healthy marriages as some of the primary vehicles for his glory in these last days.
Well, that's great. And I really appreciate you sharing it. This podcast has gone a little longer than most do. I referred earlier to your dream about New York. And as we wrap this up, could you just kind of summarize what you felt the Lord was showing you in that dream and kind of what it means?
Yeah, just to be brief, I had a dream where I found myself in New York City. The streets were empty. I had picked up a newspaper and on the front page, it said corruption exposed. And as I turned the street corner, I actually locked eyes with a humongous dragon, a red dragon that was roaming the streets of New York City. And I noticed that this dragon wasn't trained to breathe fire, but it was actually a liar. And I believe that God is wanting to expose, even on a governmental level, corruption in New York City, that there are lies. And Steve, this dragon in the dream, this principality, it was a bullying, intimidating spirit that I believe is trying to bully and intimidate the people of New York. But then finally in the dream, I was taken underground New York City to a coordinated prayer network where God was rallying a people to pray. I specifically saw the Hispanic Latino community in New York City rising up and praying. And I just wanted to encourage any listeners who are living in New York that God is for you, that you're waging a war that will be won, that corruption is going to be exposed. And all of us who don't live in New York, you know, New York is such an important city in all of the world, for those of us to be reminded to pray for our brothers and sisters, a higher death count there. We know that the governor has legislated even abortion outside the womb. Lots of things happening in New York City that we can be praying about right now.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for sharing your insights. Thank you for listening to the Lord. And I believe being a voice of reason. When I sometimes explain maybe to Christians who aren't spirit-filled in the way that we would understand or aren't really sensitive to the things of the Lord, they'll point out some prophecy that they felt should have been fulfilled in a certain way and it wasn't, and they'll be speaking negatively. And I say, you know, there's a scripture in Corinthians that says, now we see through a glass darkly. And I believe that sums up that we as human beings, as sincere as we might be, as led by the Spirit as we might be, don't always see everything perfectly. And of course, there are those who want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, and they do. But there are prophets that are rising up that aren't as extreme, aren't as dogmatic, really seem to listen to the Lord instead of, you know, just speaking what seems right to them from a human point of view. And I really put you in that category. You know, none of us are perfect, and I'm not trying to, I hope I'm not speaking in hyperbole or exaggerating in a way, but I've come to have a lot of respect for you. That's why I wanted to run this article in charismamag.com and why I wanted to also invite you to be on this podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. We'll be praying for you. Everyone listening to this needs to remember to pray for Jeremiah Johnson, because anyone who stands up like this becomes a target of the enemy, and we need to undergird him and really each other in prayer. So with that, I'll give you the last word before we say goodbye.
Steve, thank you so much for having me on the show. God, we just ask that your people would be strengthened and encouraged and enlightened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a great way to end the podcast. Thank you to everyone for listening. If this resonated with you, share this article, share the podcast in your network of influence. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another one on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.